Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how 2019. Jeez.
Wow.
To hate myself. How 2019.
That makes sense, though.
Is our efficiency year.
You could say how 19 is our efficiency year.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go
just
with
19.
That. Just 19. That's what you meant.
Yeah, like 75.
Right. Not like 1989.
93.
Yeah, 19.
All right, I'm calling it 19.
There, we're going with that.
Before we get into the show, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Dallas asks, so here's the lowdown. We're at the point that we can only hire one VA right now and have automated a significant portion of our CRM.
Yeah.
Nice. We've been doing some learning over the past year, also known as failing.
Good.
That's awesome. I love when I use that one. And dug ourselves into deals that seemed like way too much work compared to others. For example, a deceased joint tenant that hadn't notified the county that her spouse died. In California, snail mail filing. Not that I don't like a challenge and the opportunity to learn, but it's with a full-time job. A girl's got to set boundaries. This is so great. This is Dallas. Did she say Dallas? I think she said, wait, go back up a second. If she said this is Dallas, I know.
Yeah.
I have something to say about this person here in just a second. Okay. Dallas, I'm so proud of you. This is hilarious. All right. So our girl's got to set boundaries. So do you, or have you before, set standards?
Yeah.
This is good, Dallas, and the answer is yes. Or general rules in acquisitions or sales that helps you avoid
yes.
a waste of time and money.
Heck
yeah,
yes.
We have. What are the standards or rules based on? Thank you all for your time. Can I tell you who Dallas is?
Go ahead.
Dallas is the person who, when I did the free, I gave away a program for free.
Oh.
This is who
the
won
winner?
The program.
Uh-huh. Well, good. She's already
yeah.
participating. Like,
In the online community, asking questions, talking to people. And so, yep.
Good.
This is Dallas.
Someone who appreciates the program.
Exactly.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Should give more stuff away.
Thank you.
Like Oprah.
Maybe.
The technical phrase for what you are referring to here is called acquisition criteria. I used to purchase long before my land career. Long-term care facilities, nursing homes, and assisted living facilities. And on behalf of owners of these types of facilities and operators, I would go contact other owners to see if they want to sell. And I would always get paid by the buyer. That's just how I chose to do it, because the buyers seemed to have funds set up and they had a lot of money. You know, the sellers, not so much. That tells you just a little bit about that business. So
right.
We had very strict acquisition criteria. Only private or semi-private rooms, only properties in communities that had more than 10,000 residents, and on and on and on. And I'll tell you what, they never, ever veered from that. And so I, like everything in Land Academy and in my land career, I've modeled it after commercial real estate, mm-hmm. how it gets funded, everything, because mm-hmm. it's very sophisticated. Commercial people in commercial real estate and commercial real estate itself is completely and entirely different than residential. You know, mm-hmm. There's not a lot of housewives representing, you know, real estate agent housewives in commercial real estate.
Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with being a housewife. It just seems to go hand in hand
right.
with being a residential real estate agent, which I'll never understand. So that's a whole different thing.
I was
anyway.
Going to have to go back to work, so I've got my real estate license.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, because
I
think I'm going to have more time with the family.
And I want to put my face on my business card because I love how I look and I love how I dress and I love my hair and I love myself. And I love getting in the way of people's real estate deals. I love that.
Tell us how you really feel, Steven. Oh my gosh. I was just going to say but that's an oxymoron. If you think my schedule's my own, man, if you're going to make money, your schedule's not your own is the
no.
sad reality. Yeah.
My sister's a housewife and a real estate agent, and she makes a couple hundred thousand dollars a year buying and selling houses.
And she works
and
her rear off.
And she works, what, 15 hours a day?
It's ridiculous.
Probably.
She
Seven
comes
days
here
a week.
And visits us, and she's half the time on the phone. So going, yes, yes, Mrs. Johnson, you can keep the drapes.
She's always talking about drapes.
It's true.
It's always about window treatments.
It's true.
It's not about the real estate.
No.
It's about the refrigerator.
Yep.
And the floor.
Yep.
It's
and the yellow walls.
It's not about, and getting a mortgage is so inconvenient.
Yeah. So thank you. Back to what you were saying,
total
though.
Rant.
Talk about the
my part.
But it's true. So back to Dallas's question, and we still have it today. And now it's like, I'm going to give Dallas a little bit of an insight to our acquisition criteria. Number one, it has to. We have to make a certain amount of money on it, or we're not even going to do the
deal. That's the first thing.
That really is it.
Is the money piece.
Yeah. If we look at it and go, oh, it's worth how much? And this, I don't even dig in any deeper. Done.
The number's generally $10,000.
Right. And then we start getting into, you know, quick things like you're experiencing right now, which is ownership. Okay, what's the deal? How easy would it be to transfer title? And that's a simple question. Is everyone alive and able to sign? And then this one, the answer is no. So you know what? That right there would have gone down on our list. And then we would have gone, and then when you're staring at 10, and the one that you're talking about right now is down here at number 8 or 9, guess what? You might not get down to number 8 or 9. And then is it, you know, depending on the money, is it worth your time? And if you keep your mail going, that number 8 and 9 is going to keep getting pushed down. And
that's the thing, because we're on such a... We have so many letters out. We have millions and millions of letters we've sent over the years. We have so many inbound calls now that it's just not worth it to deal with any of this stuff. Like, I'm a little confused by this, though, because if it's in joint tenants with rights of survivorship and somebody dies, you don't have to file any paperwork at all.
True. Is it joint tenants? Did she say?
Yeah, she said it's joint tenants.
Okay. Is there anybody else on there?
Oh, that's a good question.
There's something,
just two parties.
There's something that's holding it up. So we don't have all the answers. But
so everybody knows.
Yeah.
If you take deed to a property as joint tenants with rights of survivorship, JTROS, or joint tenants for short.
Right.
Like if Jill and I, if I croak all the property that Jill and I have as joint tenants, which is zero, by the way. I own it or she owns it, so for croaking reasons. And...
so romantic.
And it's all in companies that... do we even need to go into this?
No.
If one of us croaks, the other person gets everything.
Right.
But if we were regular people and we bought property like husband and wife as joint tenants and one person croaks, the other person just gets everything. There's no action that's required. It's just immediate.
Right.
So I'm not sure why you'd have to file.
That's what I'm wondering if there's... I don't think Dallas is brand new to this, too, by the way. She's been in the
clearly.
Business. This is good. So I think there's some extenuating circumstance. Okay. And the question was really about acquisition criteria. And you're right, Dallas. And then, because otherwise, you can't do every deal. And you don't want to get hung up on a deal. No. And that's my other argument, too. And like you're looking at right now, you're asking yourself, all right, do I want to spend 40 hours on doing this meth this week for
that's
one
right.
deal that makes this much? Or... do I want to do 10 deals that make this much? Because it's way more in the end. That's what I would do.
Here's my philosophy. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up and look in a spreadsheet, and there's going to be 6 more deals in there.
Right.
And then the day after that,
that's
5
it.
Or 6 more deals.
That's how it gets pushed down.
So do I really want to sit here and do the deal that has to be undone?
Right.
Or do I just want to wake up tomorrow and just do some more deals?
That's right.
Pick and choose the easiest ones.
The best ones. Exactly. Thank you.
Today's topic, this is our efficiency year. This is the meat of the show. Like I said earlier, I always label our years. I don't know why. Like last year was the year of institutionalization. Yeah. Last year, right at the beginning of 2018, we sat around and said, okay, turns out we have proven now for 2 years that people love Land Academy and the stuff works. And, you know, people have a lot of requests on some of the products that we can add, like we added 2.0 and a lot of things. So it was the year of institutionalization. It was like we're no longer testing or proving the concept. It was about institutionalizing it. And I think we did a pretty damn good job.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it needs to be about efficiency. And not just Land Academy's efficiency for us or buying and selling land, although that is extremely efficient now for us because I've had 20 years to figure that out. It's about making this more efficient for our members. And Land Academy 2.0, I'm starting to see people rise to the top, especially in our advanced group, because they're taking this efficiency concept of here's you at the top, and below you is a transaction coordinator, and then below that is all the deals. Millions and millions of deals if you're doing it right. And that's efficient. So the only way to do that is to outsource intelligently outsource all the repetitive work, like the non-decision making work. And we've effectively done that, and that's what really Land Academy 2.0 really drives that point home. In 2019, we will make available all of our virtual assistants to Land Academy members in some way, and we will include a certain number of hours in a certain level of Land Academy membership, not the lowest level. And once you start down that path where other people are doing your work, talk about efficiency.
I agree.
What do you do with your extra time? Everything's all going great. What do you do?
More deals.
More deals, Jill. Ding, ding, exactly. You get a gold star.
This is how I understand.
Deals.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to say go shopping.
No, I was going to ask you. I'm waiting for you to get to when you're done and you finally turn to me and ask me my years, how I labeled the last year and this year.
Oh, is it different?
Yeah.
Labels different?
Yes, it is.
I didn't know you labeled the years. I thought you just walked around following me around.
Well, wait till you hear what they are. Wait, what did you call last year again?
The year of institutionalization.
You know what last year was for me?
What?
The spend money year.
Yeah.
You know what this year is for me coming up right now?
Spend money year.
No, goof off year.
Oh, I love that.
2019 is going to be the goof off year.
Yeah, you spent some dough last year.
I had some fun last year. I'm not going to say what, but we got some toys.
We got sports cars and boats and all kinds of stuff last year.
Exactly. So now I need to go out and goof off and enjoy our toys. We work hard. We do work very hard.
Yeah. It works.
Sometimes. It does.
It incredibly works, not just for us, but all of our members.
Yes. Thank you, babe.
I don't know. This is going to get incredibly efficient. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not, we have such a good group of people working for us right now.
We do.
I've never had a group like this, and I'm not just saying that.
I know, we do.
So it's not, we don't need more people. We just need to streamline what we're all working on.
Faster, scrum.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep, got it.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for Finance Friday with me, Steve Butella, and Justin Sliva.
And we or they answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Tell me about this goof-off thing. Seriously.
You know what, Steven? It's been a while since we've taken a trip. I got a couple good trips in me this year that I'm planning out.
Yeah, you're right.
I want to really go somewhere and have some fun.
And just turn the phones off.
Yeah, or just be somewhere where there's no service.
That's a great, even better idea.
Yeah, so it's not an option.
Like literally.
Off the grid.
I mean, literally not, like turn the phone OFF.
Yeah.
And not even bring a computer.
Yep.
Everything's going to be fine. Jill, that's a good idea.
Thank you. I got some stuff coming. It'll be fun. Wherever you are watching or listening, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.